poll, majority have an unfavorable view of critical race theory. By Hannah Blow on May 21, 2022. Most Americans have an unfavorable view of critical race theory, CRT, a survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey, taken May 15 to 17 of this year among 1,500 U.S. adults, asked respondents whether they have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of CRT. Most respondents, 52%, said they have an unfavorable opinion of the Marxist ideology. Of those, 45% have a very unfavorable opinion. Another 45% have a favorable opinion of the radical ideology. But of those, only 27% have a very favorable opinion. That includes 81% of Democrats, but the vast majority of Republicans and independents, 88% and 65%, respectively, view CRT unfavorably. A plurality, 41%, said they are not sure if CRT is being taught in schools in their community. An even greater plurality, 44%, said courts should not be taught in schools in their communities. Just over a quarter, 26%, said it should be taught, and 30% said they are unsure. CRT was thrust into the spotlight last year during the Virginia governor's race, which Governor Glenn Youngkin, R, won. After taking office, he quickly signed an executive order to rid schools of CRT. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, also took action against CRT in his state last month, signing legislation that provides substantive protections for both students and parents to ensure that the education they're receiving in Florida is consistent with the standards of the state of Florida. He elaborated, "Those standards do not allow pernicious ideologies like critical race theory to be taught in our K-12 schools," the governor said, promising that tax dollars will not be used to teach children to hate the United States. "Every student counts," DeSantis continued, making it clear that the state is not interested in categorizing individuals based on race. "We are not going to tell some kindergartner that they're an oppressor based on their race," he said, adding that they are also not going to teach children that they are oppressed based on their race, either. "We are not going, we're going to make sure a person's moral character or status as either privileged or oppressed isn't necessarily determined by his or her race, color, national origin, or sex," the governor said at the time. "That is not allowed. That is wrong, and we are not going to teach that."